Alright folks, welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. I'm your host Riley Hart, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your phone has more control over you than you do over it? Like, you're scrolling through social media when you swore you were just checking the time 5 minutes ago? We've all been there. It's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex, but trust me, setting healthy boundaries with technology is not about becoming a Luddite. It's about reclaiming your time and energy so you can actually enjoy life, offline. We're diving deep into this today because, let's face it, our devices are powerful tools that can either serve us or control us. Think of it like this. Technology is the awesome blender in your kitchen. It can whip up amazing smoothies, think productivity and connection. But if you don't set boundaries, it might just puree all your time and focus into a digital smoothie bowl that leaves you feeling depleted and unsatisfied. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we become the masters of our tech, instead of the other way around? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First up, awareness is everything. You need to understand your own relationship with technology. Track your screen time, notice when you reach for your phone out of habit, and identify the apps that tend to suck you in. It's like figuring out what your digital weaknesses are. Are you a social media fiend? A news junkie? A gaming guru? Knowing your triggers is the first step to breaking free from their grip. Next, schedule tech free time. Yes, I mean it. Block out chunks of time in your day where you completely unplug. This could be during meals, while exercising, or even just for a dedicated hour before bed. Think of it as carving out sacred space for yourself, time to recharge, connect with loved ones, or simply enjoy the silence. Remember those good old days when we actually had conversations without checking our phones every few seconds? Let's bring that back. Thirdly, create physical distance. Keep your phone out of your bedroom and away from your work desk. When you're not actively using it, put it in a drawer, another room, or even better, leave it at home when you're running errands. You know those little moments of peace you get when you're walking outside without your phone buzzing in your pocket? Those are gold. Now, be mindful of notifications. Do you really need to be alerted every time someone likes your post or sends a text? Turn off those unnecessary alerts and notifications. They're constantly pulling you back into the digital world, interrupting your flow, and stealing your focus. Remember, your inbox doesn't have an emergency button, so breathe, prioritize what truly matters, and let go of the pressure to respond instantly to everything. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside your screen. Make time for activities you enjoy, read a book, take a walk in nature, meet up with friends, or simply sit and enjoy a cup of tea. These experiences nourish your soul and provide a much-needed break from the constant stimulation of technology. Let me tell you a story. A friend of mine was struggling with feeling overwhelmed by her phone, constantly checking emails, social media, and news updates throughout the day. She realized that she was missing out on important moments with her family and friends because she was too busy glued to her screen. So, she decided to try something new, a weekend digital detox. She put away her phone for the entire weekend and focused on spending quality time with loved ones, exploring nature, and simply relaxing. By the end of the weekend, she felt refreshed, recharged, and more present in her life. The key takeaway here is simple. Technology should serve us, not control us. By setting healthy boundaries, we can reclaim our time, focus, and energy, and ultimately live a richer, more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, make gradual changes, and remember that every step in the right direction is a victory. Let me know your thoughts. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, and don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep thriving, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.